Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field. Mullen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mullen. Mitchell moves to third. Doby moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon takes first base on ball four. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards left. Mitchell catches it and throws to Boudreau, who relays to Robinson to double up Lapon. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Outlaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Kretlau now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Kretlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kretlau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearden hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Outlaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico juggles the ball. That's an error on Vico. Boudreau moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Thurman Tucker pinch runs for Wally Judnick. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wirtz. Boudreau scores. Keltner scores. Tucker moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Art Houdeman now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Robinson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-2 in the game. Bearden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Hegan moves to third. Bearden moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry fields it and throws to home to get Hegan. Bearden moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Larry Doby now playing right field. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. LePon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dobie. Vico reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Stubby Overmyer. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LePon takes first base on ball 4. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vico scores. LePon moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bearden hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mullen who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mullen. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Wakefield goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2 Indians. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vico for the out. Outlaw moves to third. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball four. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout takes first base on ball four. Swift moves to second. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lepon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. Swift moves to third. Trout moves to second. It's 9-3, Indians. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dobie who is chasing the ball. Wakefield reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Outlaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Hegan steals second. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bearden hits a pop-up towards short. LePon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hegan moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vico hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trout hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.